You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is May 15th, 2022. I hope you had a good weekend. Mine was pretty good, I guess, so there you go. Before we get started, of course, this podcast and the website are all paid for out of my pocket or through donations that people provide through a variety of methods that I have set up. I have PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and Patreon. All those links are on the sticky post at the front of the website. I appreciate everything that people provide so that this message can continue to get out to the public. Before we get started, I guess I really had to address the awful mass shooting that happened in Buffalo, New York today. It was a racist mass shooting. Most of the victims were black. The shooting happened in a black grocery store, and you know, America's headed for a reckoning. I've said this before. You know, the right wing in American politics is hell bent on burning books and making up issues out of gender and sexuality, lying about guns and all sorts of other things, and worst of all, covering for an orange con man like Donald Trump, who, incidentally, since the last podcast, it came out that Trump thought that China was shooting hurricanes at the United States with a hurricane gun, okay? I mean, I just had to say it on the podcast just to have it said out loud, you know. It's shocking that America survived 4 years with that ass clown in office. I mean, 500,000 people did not survive thanks to his incompetent COVID handling, but we managed to stumble through it and get through it without totally coming apart. But we are coming apart because the Justice Department and other, you know, the Republican wing of the Senate refused to hold him and his co-conspirators in the insurrection on January 6, 2020, 21, accountable. So we are headed for real trouble. And part of that trouble is like the mass shooting in Buffalo. We have a really serious problem with race, particularly in America. And I don't know. I mean, I just keep saying it. I think we're going to have a civil war. You know, I don't know. Anyway, but I didn't really want to talk about that today. The topic of the podcast tonight is sort of an offshoot of what I published tonight. I published an article called When Alphas Hurt. And I wanted to talk about that kind of here personally. You know, when we think about alphas as faggots, okay, alphas are, I'll just describe my feelings. Alphas are magical almost to me. I still, even after all this time, I find every conversation that I get to have with an alpha to be almost like speaking to God or finding a rare gem or, you know, receiving a vision. Alphas to me are magical creatures. They are like superheroes, and I've always felt that way. But I think that I've noticed that my reverence for alphas has increased as I've gotten older, and I've had much more experience with alphas and serving alphas. And you know, when I was a kid, little kid faggot, you know, I was foolish in a lot of ways, and I didn't appreciate things the way I needed to. But like now, I really do appreciate alphas, and I feel like there's nothing they can't do. There's some alphas that I know where I feel like they can literally do anything they want. Master Matt in Canada is one of those. Master Steve. Cash Daddy J. A number of them. And there are several alphas that I could start naming off. California Alpha, you know, Master Raz in FinDom, Master Alpha Aesthetic 8. There are a lot of alphas that I am just bowled over by every day. And I'm really grateful that I get to even have a conversation with these types of men, you know. So it's very easy for faggots, particularly, to view them as just mountains that never feel or never break down, you know. But ultimately, alphas are human. And alphas, you know, bad things happen to alphas sometimes. I mean, it's not, they're not walking on angel wings everywhere they go, okay? Like, they have the same types of struggles that any human can have in life, you know. And they get hurt by the disasters that happen or by whatever circumstances happen in their life. And from a faggot's perspective, okay, if you're fortunate enough to be the owned faggot of an alpha, it can be kind of disorienting when this rock, you know, this this great holy mountain that you worship in your master is suddenly withdrawn, quiet, sad, crying, you know. It can be a struggle for a faggot to understand because, or to maybe respect, I guess is a kind of a horrible word to say, but like, there are a lot of dumb faggots that don't really understand that men hurt men, and men don't handle hurt the way maybe other people might handle hurt, especially alphas. And so they think that the master doesn't care about them anymore, or they're dismissing them, or whatever, you know. Or they get offended that the alpha hasn't come to them or something. What happens usually when alphas get hurt in these situations is they retreat. They pull back to a place of solitude and safety so that they can regroup and recuperate. They're very much like animals in that regard. And I kind of made that comparison in the post I wrote. You know, if you think about like a cat. You know, a cat, when it's hurt, it will hide more. It will be very quiet. You won't see it. If it's dying, it will go and seek a lonely place to die. And that's very common in the animal kingdom. I think about a dog. Dogs will often retreat away from people when they're hurt, you know. It's part of an animal's survival instinct, you know. They, when they're injured, they can't defend themselves, so they go and hide, you know. So alphas retreat much more than other men or any females, for sure, and certainly any faggots. Because men, men in general are raised and they're defined by this sort of stoicism, this I must be strong for all people kind of thing. And alphas have that 10 times over, okay? This need to be strong and not give in to sadness or weakness. They actually sometimes feel guilty when they succumb to it, which is sad. It makes me sad that they're embarrassed to cry or they're embarrassed to show their emotion. But, you know, what can you do? As faggots, we have to understand that what this alpha, if your master is dealing with something emotional, a crisis of some kind, that the alpha is going to pull back and that we have to allow that to happen. Now, this whole topic came about because a master that I know who owns a couple of faggots recently had some tragedy happen to him. I'm not going to go into what happened, but he was very, very hurt by it. And he was he continues to be very broken. And I hadn't heard from him in a little while, you know, and I was thinking, what's going on, you know? Because he usually keeps in contact with me, but I hadn't heard from him in a little bit. And then I got a message from one of his faggots. And this faggot told me that Master was withdrawing from the faggots, and nobody had really talked to him, and he seemed really depressed and down whenever they did see him. And I was kind of concerned at that point, so I just sort of wrote to him and, you know, sort of comforting, subtly comforting. I didn't want him to know that I'd been contacted, you know. And so, and he opened up to me, this master. He did tell me what was going on and why he was struggling and what he intended to try to do to get over it. And it gave me strength and it gave me a newfound respect. I love this alpha, by the way. I mean, I truly do. I respect him utterly. So the fact that he even confided in me alone was, you know, a gift. But I was glad to hear that he was recovering, you know, or making some progress. The point is, though, that his faggots were confused. They didn't know what they had done wrong or if he was leaving them or what, you know. And they didn't even know how to approach him, which is why they reached out to me. And I advised them much the way I advised in that post and what I'm going to advise here in this podcast. Faggots need to let their alphas work through their problems and not pester them. I know it's really hard because faggots are nosy and they're bothersome a lot of times and they're annoying as fuck, okay? I mean, faggots a lot of times annoy me and I'm a faggot, okay? So, but it's really important for a faggot to really have the right mindset in this situation because a faggot needs to know to hold back not let it stumble you in your vision for service, okay? Don't take it personally, you know, because it's so easy to get offended when someone that you care about, especially somebody who owns you, is suddenly pulling back and withdrawing from you. It's easy to take that personally. You can't as a faggot. You have to understand that this is how men typically handle terrible situations, you know. And that was what this master was doing, was holding back and just trying to recover his strength. And I respect that, you know. Now, in the post that I put up, I did relate an experience I had. I really only, in my life of service, I've only had one master who had something really terrible happen out of the clear blue sky. And that was an alpha that, he was my, I guess he was my master at the time. I won't call him a master. I was just basically servicing him, but it was more involved than just playing service. And he, his mother unexpectedly died of a heart attack. Now, I mean, she was relatively young, and I don't know what was going on there, but, and I never did ask, but he was with me when he got the call that she had, you know, had a heart attack and she was headed to the hospital and she later died. So, he collapsed in my condo when he got the news, and he just started weeping. And I mean, like, he was sobbing so hard and so deeply that I don't know if I haven't heard live. I haven't heard many people cry so just abruptly and so deeply, you know, out of nowhere. And I grabbed a blanket that was on the bed, and I pulled the blanket over him, and I just held him while he wept, you know. And and finally, after some time, he kind of was gathering himself together, and he just said, I got to go. And he left. He didn't say goodbye. And I didn't hear from him for a week, almost a week, I guess, until the day of the night before the day of the funeral. So we finally, he wouldn't answer any of my texts. And I was not bothering him with texts. I was just sending him texts like, thinking of you, Master, or, you know, I'm wishing you well, Master. Just letting him know that I was thinking about him and that I'm here, you know. He didn't respond to many of my texts, okay? I think he might have only maybe responded to one. I don't know. But I didn't hear from him, you know. And then the night before the funeral, he texted me and said that he wanted me to be there at his house in the morning to take him to the service and to the gravesite, okay? So so I did that. And he was very quiet the whole morning, the whole time, throughout the whole process. And even afterwards, he wanted to, we were driving back, I was driving him back home, and he said he wanted to stop off and get a beer. And so we stopped at this little nasty dive bar that he would take me to sometimes. And we were just kind of sitting there and making idle talk, you know. And and then he told me that he thanked me for, you know, not bothering him, you know, during this time, that he appreciated, you know, me just giving him some space. And I really didn't even know what to say, because I must tell you that it was so hard for me not to go over to his house and every day and bang on his door and see if he's okay or, you know, whatever. But I don't know. And I didn't know what to say. And so then he said, he made this comment. He said something like, you know, every other bitch I've ever had, you know, wouldn't do that. They wouldn't leave me alone. You're the first bitch that ever did that or something like that. And it made me laugh and he kind of laughed and it diffused the tension and he was sort of back on board, you know, ready to reengage again. So, alphas just want to know that their faggot is there, you know, for their needs. And, you know, most of the time that's, they need sex or they need domestic service or they need money or they want money or whatever. They want to know that their faggot worships them. But the worship of a man, you know, we worship them like gods, but they're men, ultimately. And when those men get hurt, our worship is even more divine, you know. So hopefully this kind of helps a little bit. I don't know if there's any faggots out there that are dealing with or have dealt with alphas who have gone through crises, but it was just something that I wanted to talk about because of this master, you know, who's dealing with something tragic right now. So, and I wish you well, master, if you're listening. But anyway, that's all I got. I hope you enjoyed it or received something from it. And I will talk to you later, okay? I love you.
Bye.